Hello and welcome to the Kinetic Fitness Show, where we inspire you to live a longer, healthier, happy, and more joyful life. We cover everything you need to know to be optimally healthy in your mind, body, and spirit. Are you ready to become the ultimate version of yourself? Well, let's dive into another episode with your host and guide by your side, Allie West.
Okay, today's episode of the Kinetic Fitness Show, episode number 13, is going to be slightly different. With the exception of episode 4 so far, it's always been myself, Ali West, I am your host, interviewing guests that I bring on, picking their brains, diving into their knowledge and their wisdom about the particular topic that we're talking about on that episode. But today, just like we did in episode 4, it's going to be me talking a bit more and giving you some information and some wisdom from myself. I'm going to be doing this solely. I'm not going to have anybody speaking to me. On episode 4, it was my wife, Sarah, interviewing me in relation to morning routines. But in this episode, I'm going to give you 5 activities you can do to burn fat if you're short on time. The problem I hear time and time again from people is, I don't have enough time or I'm too busy to exercise. Yet they will complain day in, day out that they're overweight, they need to lose fat, they're unhappy with their bodies. But with this podcast and this episode, I'm going to show people and explain to people stuff they can do in a minimal amount of time that's going to have maximum fat burning effects. Let me just point something out first before I dive into these 5 things and 5 activities people can do, is that fat burning and losing body fat is affected by so many different variables. It isn't just exercise, it isn't just nutrition, there's a lot more to it. There's hormones, there's stress, there's sleep, hydration, so many different factors. These things I'm going to give you today will help you towards burning fat, and they'll get your heart rate up, they will start to burn calories, etc. But they are not the only ways that are going to help you to burn fat and lose fat. There's so many more things involved. If you need any more help with that, we can help you, we can go into more detail, but let's just focus on these 5 activities you can do if you're strapped for time and short on time. Let's get cracking. Number 1 is hill sprints. So a lot of people say to me, they hate running. I don't like running. I'm not getting on the treadmill. I'm not going outside to run. They absolutely hate it. Even if you don't like running, you can do hill sprints in less than 5 minutes and get a really big fat burning effect. How can you implement this? Couple of ways. Number 1, you could do it in a gym. So if you're a gym member or if you've got access to a treadmill, you can set that treadmill on, I'd say, max incline or as high an incline as you can physically take, and then take the speed up as high as you can manage it at that incline. Here's an example. I put the treadmill the other day on max incline, so as high as it could go. I think it's something like 20-25% incline. And I got the speed up to about 15-16 kilometers an hour. For some people, they will not be able to do that. That I'm not saying go and do that now. If you're not that fit or you're unconditioned, you'll probably end up killing yourself. So don't do that. But get it up high and get it the speed up as fast as you can do it, and only do it for 20 seconds. And then literally jump off the treadmill or jump to the side, recover for a minute or so, depending on, again, your fitness levels, and then do it again. And all you have to do is 4 or 5 of these. You'll get so hot, you'll get so sweaty, you'll get so out of breath, you'll probably maybe feel like really ill or you want to die. But don't worry, that's just because you're taking yourself out of your comfort zone and you're working yourself to max effort. But I tell you, this has such a great fat burning effect. It gets you so hot, gets you so sweaty, and really works your cardiovascular system as well. The other great thing about hill sprints is they are low impact. So a lot of people fear running and hate running because they're hammering their joints and they're worried about their knees, their hips, their ankles, arthritis, all these kind of things. With hill sprints, because of the angle that you're at and because your feet don't really pick up very much, not like when you're running on the flat, because of this factor, you get very minimal impact and very minimal pounding on the joints. So if you do struggle with those joint problems or you're worried about your joints, hill sprints are a great way of getting around that barrier. That's enough about hill sprints. The second activity to burn fat in a short space of time, or if you're short on time, is to do 10 minutes, just 10 minutes of HIIT training. If you know what HIIT training is, some people might not. HIIT training is high intensity interval training. This is where we do short duration, high intensity for a short amount of time. Very similar to what I just explained to you with the hill sprints. But with this, we might take a couple of exercises. So here's a good protocol for you to try out. Take two exercises that are really going to get the heart rate up. So this could be something like skipping, jumping, boxing, squat jumping, mountain climbers, squat thrust, burpees, press ups, any kind of exercise. It doesn't have to involve weights. You can do it body weight. And take one of these, do it for 20 seconds, as many as you can. Give yourself about 10 to 15 seconds recovery, pick another exercise and do that. And just keep repeating those two exercises for about 3.5 to 4 minutes. Do it twice, you've got 8 minutes, plus a warm up cool down. There's your 10 minutes of HIIT training. Boom, not gonna waste any more time on that. That's pretty simple and self-explanatory. Number three, an activity you can do to burn fat if you're short on time. It's 1 to 2 compound resistance lifts. I'm talking about lifting weight here. An example of a compound exercise is a deadlift or a squat or a bench press. Basically, any movement, any lift, any exercise where you're working more than one joint and more than one muscle group. Why are these so good for fat burning? Because for that very reason, you're working lots of muscles, you're working a lot of energy systems, and you're really taking your body to its max effort when we're doing compound lifts. Head into the gym, pick two compound exercises you want to do. I recommend doing a lower body and then an upper body. You could go squats, do 4 sets of 6 or 5 sets of 5, something that's quite high in volume. Get the weight to probably 70 or 80% of your one rep max, and then do that, and then pick the second exercise. So let's say you've done squats first. The second exercise might be bench press because that's an upper body, and do the same thing on that. Two compound lifts, done, walk out the gym. It's not gonna take you very long. Don't forget to stretch there. Okay, on to the next one. Number four of an activity you can do if you are strapped for time and short on time is boxing. Beating the crap out of the boxing bag. If you've got access to a boxing bag, and you don't even have to have access to one, you can go to a shop now or go on Amazon and you can pick up a boxing bag or a boxing dummy for very cheap now. I'd say less than £100, less than $100, whatever currency you use, and string this up at home, or you can go to a gym and use their boxing bag. Get yourself some gloves, don't have to be expensive, and just beat the living daylights out of the boxing bag for 5 to 10 minutes. Not even that, you can do less. I guarantee you, if you do 2 minutes flat out on the boxing bag, you will be knackered. Even if you're really, really fit, if you really go for it. Don't worry about if you've got no experience boxing. There's plenty of videos you can watch on YouTube for if you want more information on technique and stuff like that. But don't worry too much about technique. Just go on there, throw some punches, let off some steam, take out that anger on that bag. And I guarantee you'll enjoy that. You'll have fun with it and you'll be burning fat at the same time. So the punch bag, the good old punch bag, boxing bag is a great exercise that you can do and a great activity you can do to burn fat if you're short on time. Which takes us on to our fifth and final activity that we can do to burn fat if we are short on time. And this one is a bit different. It's nothing to do with exercise. It's more to do with nutrition. And it is drinking more water. Hydration is key. I could do a whole podcast on this. I could get a hydration expert, a sports scientist in, and do a whole podcast on hydration and on how important water is. I haven't done that yet. Maybe I will. But I'm just going to give you a couple of minutes here of how important it is. And if you're short on time, it's so easy to go to a tap, fill up a glass of water, and drink it. And on that note, I'm going to have a sip of my fizzy water that I've got here. That's nice. Hydration is massive. You need water for every function in your body, for everything, for performance, for cognitive function, and guess what else? To burn fat, to speed up your metabolism. You need hydration. Water is key. So keep those hydration levels up. And it doesn't matter if you're short on time. You can always find time to have a sip of water. Keep your water bottle close. Buy yourself a nice, environmentally friendly water bottle, if that's your vibe. Fill that up. Keep it on your desk at work. Keep it in the car with you. Keep it with you when you're on the move, in your bag, in your rucksack. Whatever the case may be. And just keep filling that up. Every time you drank it, fill it up. Keep hydrated. I'm not going to go into how many liters and da, da, da. Just keep drinking. Keep hydrated. And I guarantee your performance in your everyday life will improve. Your fat burning capabilities will improve if you keep hydrated. I know people rattle on about it all the time, how important it is. And you probably get sick of it. But I had to add this one in because it doesn't take any time to sip a drink of water. That's it. In less than 15 minutes here, I've given you 5 activities you can do to burn fat if you are short on time. Put them into practice. Even if you only take 1 or 2 and put them into practice, I guarantee you will start to burn more fat and burn fat more effectively. And at the end of the day, everyone wants to burn fat. Everyone wants to look good, feel good, move better, be healthier. And these 5 things and these 5 activities and 5 tips are going to help you to do exactly that. That's it for today. I'm going to wrap it up there. A short and sweet podcast this week. Maybe something that you didn't expect, something a bit different. But I'm here to help you live a healthier, happier, longer, and more joyful life. And if this podcast goes towards doing that, happy days. As always, if you need any further help, do not hesitate to get in touch. All the contact details in terms of website, social media are all on the links on this podcast. Hit me up on email, social media, or through the website. I always reply to people. I'll always come back to you. And if you need help, that's what I'm here to do. I will speak to you again next week. Hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Please, please like and subscribe, download, and tell your friends, family, and contacts about this so we can help as many people to be healthier and be happier and improve their overall well-being. If you haven't subscribed already, please do it, and you'll get first notifications about each and every podcast that I put out. Next one will be next Wednesday. It's always every Wednesday we release this podcast, and I will speak to you again then. Until then, have a fantastic week. Take care of yourself. Look after yourself. Be happy. Be joyful. Look after your health. And I will see you and speak to you again very soon. Peace and love.
That's a wrap on another episode of the Kinetic Fitness Show. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share this podcast episode with your friends, family, and colleagues. Until next time, peace and love.